You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. I'm your host, Jash Kriplani. In today's episode, we are in conversation with Prashant Thakur of Anarock on an interesting report on rental cost. According to this report, rental costs have actually slowed down in second quarter of 2024. So let's quiz Prashant on what have been some of the interesting findings of this report.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Prashant, welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money.
Thank you, Jash, for having me on your podcast. So, you know, for very long, I think everybody was talking about the surge in rentals that we saw in last couple of years. We kind of tried digging down on the topic that what is the impact of huge influx of supply on the rental. And the interesting facts that came out was that on quarter-to-quarter basis, if you compare for second quarter 24 till date, the rentals grew on an average between 2-4%, which was, you know, a degrowth of 50%. It's not that the market is not growing, but you know, during the last quarter, the same growth was almost 4-9%. The obvious reason for the deacceleration of the growth in the rental is primarily the huge influx of supply that we have seen in the last 2 years and the huge amount of projects that are going to get completed. Now, to just give you a number, in 2023, close to 435,000 units were completed and delivered. And in 2024, we expect close to 530,000 units that will be completed and will be handed over. So, when huge amount of ready-to-move-in inventory is available, I think close to 50-60% of this entire unit goes for rental purpose. Okay. And it will have an impact on the surges of the rent. And also a point to note was that during the second quarter, generally the rental market sees a surge because you see a lot of, you know, school reopening, people kind of, you know, getting new job offers at the start of the new financial year. And there's a lot of inward and outward migration happening in tier one cities.
You mean because of the job market?
Yes, job market I'm talking about. And if you look at the number, the growth was you know, almost 50% lesser than the last quarter. This you know, signals towards that, yes, there is some impact of huge influx of supply that has come into the market. I think that is something good for people who are kind of looking at flats for rental in cities like Bangalore, Hyderabad.
Yeah, that was Mumbai, my next question, actually. What are the cities that you all covered in this report?
So
within the cities, just for the benefit of our listeners, do you look at particular micro markets, or you know, what kind of you know, do you look at particular locations which you consider can act as proxy to these particular cities?
Yes, to start with, we cover tier one cities, top cities, you know, which is, you know, MMR, which includes Mumbai, Navi Mumbai and Thane, then Delhi NCR, then we have Bangalore, Hyderabad, Chennai, Kolkata and Pune. And within the city, what we do is we track, you know, those prominent micro markets which can act as a proxy for the cities. For example, in Bangalore, we would track Sarjapur, Whitefield, which are very vibrant because of proximity to IT and ITS Park. And similar in Hyderabad, we'll track, you know, Gachibowli and, you know, Shamshabad side of the micro market, which is again in and around the IT and ITS zone. So what I want to say is those micro markets which are, you know, which see normally very high volume of rental can act as the proxy of the city. And those are the cities that we took.
Okay. Okay. And Prashant, you guys at Anarock, do you guys expect the rental market to remain cool in the next coming few quarters? Or, you know, we have seen that the market was pretty hot. The rentals used to grow almost every year and quite significantly. But do you expect that cooling period now to remain for a while?
See, before that, we need to understand that why all of a sudden the rental market shot up. You know, and this phenomena we saw immediately after COVID-19 receding and, you know, everybody getting back to the work and schools reopening. So what happened during the COVID and, you know, period after that for certain months, that the construction completely came to a standstill, which basically delayed a lot of projects that were supposed to get handed over. Now, also what happened is that during that period of time, not many families came back from their hometowns to resume their offices. The kids' schools were opening and there was an immediate surge in the rental demand. And also what had happened was that these landlords, they had incurred certain amount of losses during the COVID period where, you know, they had to rent out at a lower rental base. And when they started to re-rent it, they tried to recover those losses. And that's where we saw an immediate bump up in the rental prices. And that's where things started to move and it looked very elevated. But now with supply normalizing and things, you know, have almost normalized, we see that the rental market would stabilize. We don't see that the rental markets would decline, because once the rentals have, you know, in real estate, the price and rent, they don't come down once they have reached a level. They would, you know, remain at that level for a very long period of time. And in the rental market, what we see is the rents to stabilize in coming years, because the supply is getting completed and delivered, which is a good sign, in fact.
Right. So rates should stabilize, in the sense they were pretty hot. Now they should sort of the growth itself was pretty hot. Now that should cool off a bit in terms of growth we are talking.
Yes.
Right.
That should happen.
Right.
Yes.
And also, you know, in terms of, you know, rental market, obviously it's a big cost for, you know, lot of individuals, who are living on rent and, you know, probably are looking at switching jobs, etc., and would be, you know, considering new accommodation. So does, you know, from their perspective, you expect the cost for them, you think should plateau from here, or that, I mean, because I think that's the key point that, you know, our listeners are interested in. You think that those costs should stay elevated or come down, or how do you see that from rent inflation point of view?
No, I think from rental point of view, I see, you know, a clear indication that it should stabilize. We'll not see any super normal hike in near future. Again, having said that, there might be few projects which commands a premium because of its, you know, location advantage, proximity to ITIS parks and other social infrastructure. But on an average, I think the rentals growth will moderate.
Okay.
And that should significantly, you know, bring down the overall living cost for these prospective employees who have recently moved into the new job, or let's say at the start of their career.
Right. What about, you know, going beyond the tier one cities? Do you guys also had a chance to look at data of, you know, tier two cities, how the rentals moved there, or have you had any insights in that space?
See, tier two cities, I think we did not see such a massive jump as compared to tier one cities.
Okay.
And over there, the rentals have remained more or less, you know, flat. And in near future, you might see, you know, growth in the range of 2-3%, because a lot of office spaces are coming up in these tier two cities. A lot of co-working spaces are coming, and, you know, many IT and ITS companies are also considering tier two tier cities as their alternate destination, which might act as a catalyst for rental growth in these tier two cities. But I think compared to tier one, tier two cities will see a moderated growth.
Okay. Would their growth in the sense would be still higher because their base is low for tier two?
See, yes, if you consider a low base and if you see a lack of gated apartment in these tier two, tier three cities, you might see in terms of percentage a higher growth rate. But if you talk about capital value, they are way below you see in tier one cities.
Right. And that is still more or less expected to be the case. The differential would always be there between tier one and tier two, at least for the time being. Great, Prashant. And thanks for all those insights. I'm sure our listeners will really benefit from the insights you share today in our episode. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. If you liked this episode and would like to hear two more such interesting conversations, do log into our channel, Why Not Mint Money, on Spotify, as well as other platforms, where you will find me omnipresent. Also, if you have any new ideas or suggestions, you can DM me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @JashKriplani, that is JashKriplani. or y'all can always mail to us at mintmoney@livemint.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.